morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Hatchie, Swimming with Bears, and Great News. Today's reissue song is from Julian Cope off a re-release of his St. Julian album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Mainland. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Alpaca Sports. Alpaca Sports is a male-female indie-pop, jangle-pop duo from Gothenburg, Sweden. They are Andreas Janssen and Liesel Mietnik. I've been following them since 2012, and they are consistently putting out product. For 2018, Alpaca Sports is ready to release their third album. It's called From Paris with Love. It'll be out a little bit later this year on Elephant Records. In the meantime, they released this single, Summer Days, to whet our appetites. New music from Alpaca Sports here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That was the latest material from the Aces here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. The Aces, they're an all-female indie pop with a touch of electronic four-piece hailing from Provo, Utah. The band is fronted by Crystal Ramirez and supported by Katie Henderson, McKenna Petty, and Elisa Ramirez, who is Crystal's sister. They were first known as the Blue Aces when they formed in 2012, but after they released a 7-song EP, and then they got noticed from Paste Magazine in their list of 10 best Utah bands, they shortened that name to the Aces. They just recently struck a deal with Red Bull Records on April 6th of last year. The Aces will be releasing their full-length album, When My Heart Felt Volcanic, rather, and I believe it's set for release in sometime this spring. You just heard one of their pre-release singles. This is called Fake Nice. Changing musical direction with a tune from a band called Trace. Trace is an indie bedroom pop sad synth female-male duo comprised of Sunday Lane and Max Mitchell. They're from the Los Angeles, California area. They describe their music as, quote, lonely with a beat, unquote. They've just released, on February 16th, this single, Blood and Bones. It is a lovely and sad tune. New music from Trace here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
My prettiest, prettiest. You think that you'll get fiction?
That was the latest material from Wet Leather here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We're smack dab in the middle of the new release show, Wet Leather. They're unsigned indie anxiety pop, their words, foursome out of New York, New York. They've just self-released their debut EP, Present Lives, on February 2nd. The track I just featured there was called I Was Wrong.
Of course I want our kids to eat fresh, healthy foods all the time. But we don't have a supermarket nearby, so it's a challenge.
I wish we were closer to good healthcare because of our son's asthma. Frankly, it's scary at times.
I'd love for our family to live in a nice house near a great school, but...
But none of these resources exist in our neighborhood.
Many variables can shape the outcome of children's lives, like the zip code where they grow up. That's because not all communities have the same opportunities, such as quality schools and housing, fresh food, and good healthcare. There are many ways to improve communities so everyone has a fair chance. Regardless of zip code, you can make a difference. Join with HUD and local leaders to improve your community. Learn how at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing, shared opportunity in every community. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Next up is a new one from Macintosh. It's spelled Macktosh. This is one of those enigmatic bands. They have a SoundCloud page, but they have no links to any other social media pages from that SoundCloud page. I was able to glean that they are on a record label called Confidential Records, which is no help for me. Trying to do a search on the term Confidential Records doesn't really get anywhere. The song is available on iTunes. It is also streaming on Spotify. The only other details of this song, or about this song, is called Energy. It's the first single of a yet-to-be-released album, Don't Show This to Anyone. But I don't have a release date on that as well. So, we'll just leave it as it is. New music from Macintosh here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Go get back, I feel it.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Mainland right after the latest here from EUT. New music from EUT here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. EUT, they are an alternative post-pop mixed-gendered quintet from Amsterdam, Holland. The band's just 2 years old, and according to their website, they make, quote, powerful and catchy, unquote, music. They have released a series of singles over the past 7 months, with the latest being Bad Sweet Pony, which came out February 12th. On V2 Records. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called Lineage. This is when I'm going to play a tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun, helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Mainland. Mainland, they're a four-piece post-punk indie-pop band based out of New York City. The boys have been together almost 10 years, but really only started to release music on their own 5 years ago. Then they got the attention of the record group 300 Entertainment, which signed them back in 2015, and they are still with them today. Mainland has just released the single Hometown on February 16th, and I'm thinking they're due for an album soon. So this is Mainland. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
leaving the escape in the discotheque. I wrecked your ride on the boulevard. 90 miles an hour didn't get us that far. Wake up every day just to waste my paycheck.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Mainland with Outkast. And it was released originally in 2015 as a standalone single. It also appeared on their debut EP of the same name later that year. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I'll be posting a little bit later on this morning at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there perusing the playlist, you'll be able to also find some links to some free downloads and some videos that are housed there as well, and an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Julian Cope, and the album that has been re-released is St. Julian, which was originally released in 1987. Sorry, I had to think of it there. Back in the 80s, I was a huge fan of Julian Cope. I first heard him when he was with the band The Teardrop Explodes, but then he left them in 1983. And then in 1984, he released two albums, which is remarkable, but I'm sure his label wasn't crazy about it. Anyway, those albums were World Shut Your Mouth and Fried, which didn't garner much attention in the U.S. Of course, I was totally aware of them. It wasn't until he released St. Julian in 1987 that he broke into the U.S. charts. The album had radio-friendly songs on it, like the title track, World Shut Your Mouth, and this one, Trampoline. So this is Julian Cope with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Well, I stand
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Swimming with Bears. Swimming with Bears, which is a great name for a band, is an unsigned alternative soul indie four-piece based in Austin, Texas. They originally formed in 2011 but didn't release their first music, which was an EP, until 2016. For 2018, the boys have self-released French Girls, which officially dropped on February 15th. I pulled this clip from their website, from a website, babblemusic.com, about the new single. It made kind of sense to me. So it says, quote, "If you're yearning for the days when bands like Bombay Bicycle Club and Group Love dominated the indie scene, this Austin-based four-piece Swimming with Bears has your back. It's a fun and feel-good kind of tune. And if you're French, you probably found your new anthem," unquote. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Great News. Great News is a Days Pop trio out of Bergen, Norway. And I love that description, Days Pop. I pulled that right from their website. I like the lush electronica sounds with the driving beats of their music. I first featured Great News back in November of 2017 with their tune, Never Get My Love, which was their pre-release single for their upcoming album, Wonderfault. Wonderfault officially dropped on February 16th, so I thought I'd revisit and play a deeper cut from the disc. Ended up going here with You're Mine. New music from Great News here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Brand new music there from Hatchie here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Also available online at WMFO.org. Hatchie, well, it's kind of new. Hatchie is a wonderfully talented indie retro pop singer-songwriter from Brisbane, Australia. She's really new, and I found her because of an Australian Australian radio station I follow on SoundCloud. She is unsigned and has only released two singles in 2017. One of the singles I discovered and played was Sure, which is a song I just played there now. So technically, it's not new. However, I make an exception here because Hatchie got signed by Double Double Whammy Records, and they released it for her just last week, which is way cool. The song still can be had for free, and I provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Let me slip in one more. Oh, before I get into that, I want to remind you that I'm doing this again. I do another version of music you might otherwise miss Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org or 100.1 FM. I want to invite you over there as well. It's basically the same kind of format that I do for the second and third hour of today's show. So if you get a chance, check it out. All right, so let me get back to business here. Let me slip in one more from Wunderbar. Wunderbar is V-U-N-D-A-B-A-R is a, well, they call it a sludgy, jangly pop. That's what their words are. Trio from Boston. They're on Gawk Records, and they're getting ready to release a new album, Smell Smoke. Later this year, I have for you the track called Tonight I'm Wearing Silk. By the way, they are opening for Rat Boys at the Sinclair on March 3rd. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Oh, that's the wrong one. Let me start that over again. Got to get the mood right. There we go. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Men at Work,